buildings, but there were worship going on all over the city. And I thank God for that. And so we thought these two preachers at 8 and 11 o'clock would preach next last Sunday. And God had it that it would be this Sunday, and fitting for on Missionary Sunday, we have these two wonderful ministers who have been involved in our missions work, our evangelism work, and the work of our foreign ministry in a variety of different ways. And Minister Ella Denise Scott has been a faithful member here. She and her husband and her family, 16 years. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a praise offering. They were among that early crowd that came and joined with us not too long after I was called to the Shiloh Church. Minister Nee says the most important decision in her life was to accept the Lord Jesus as her Savior. She's the oldest of five children. Her mother and father provided a wonderful home and nurturing home, and it was there in her parents' home in fourth grade that she says she learned the importance of prayer. Her mother, grandmother, and Aunt Hattie were the strong women that gave her confidence in God's word. Married to now Trustee Raymond Scott, Minister Denise, they are the proud parents of three wonderful children, and God, Garrett, and Brooks and Jessica have all been reared up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this August, they will celebrate their 42nd wedding anniversary. Is that right? 42nd wedding anniversary. Minister Denise is a licensed realtor within our state, accepted a call to ministry in 2006. And has finished an online certificate program in theology and ministry from the Princeton Theological Seminary. I praise the Lord for that. Her goal is to retire from real estate by the fall of this year and continue her education, her Christian and theological education, to become a Christian counselor. And I'm claiming that with her. Amen. I'm speaking it. Retire from realty, so she could continue going deeper in the Lord's work. She's a part of many ministries, our marriage ministry, our shepherding ministry, our prayer ministry, our new members ministry, our women's ministry. And I think one of the greatest gifts that God has given her, besides her husband and her children, is that they have been given their first grandchild in the person of little Miss Layla Ray Joseph. And little Miss Layla is here. I would say Layla, raise her hand, but Mama, stand up. And raise, there she is. There she is. She's praising the Lord. Stand up, Jessica, so everyone can see Mama. There's Miss Jess. That's Layla, and that's Dr. Jessica, and that's the two wonderful women that God has brought into the life of Minister Denise and her husband, Ray. Ray, stand up. Trustee Ray Scott recently made a trustee here at the Shiloh Church. So it is with great honor and great pride that I present Brother Ray Scott's wife, the mother of Garrett, Brooks, and Jessica, and most importantly, the grandmama of Layla Ray Joseph, and most importantly, the daughter of Almighty God. Ms. Ella Denise Scott, let's give God a praise offering. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want you all simply to stretch your hands towards this pulpit and say, Lord, bless me through your preacher, Minister Ella Denise Scott, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Preach the word.
Praise God. What an introduction, right? Praise God. First of all, I give honor and praise to our God. I thank the Lord for blessing my family, for finding a church such as this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I thank you, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity to feed God's sheep. I want to say a prayer, and after the prayer, I have something to announce pertaining to what the Holy Spirit has given to me as I was sitting there. And I'm sure that it is going to be something that is representing somebody or somebodies here in the house. Amen? Okay. Join me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, for each and every blessing. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that you have provided for me, Father God, to feed your sheep. Lord, I thank you for blessing me, Lord, with the anointing, God. I thank you for giving me leadership here as Shiloh, our pastor, Father God, has ushered in many of us, Father God, who are desiring to be just like him. Amen. Feeding your sheep. So, Father, I come together in the name of Jesus, giving you praise, God, and I want to be able to preach the word, what you have given me to say. And may today somebody will be saved.
Yes.
Somebody will stand up and rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody will be loose. Someone in the name of Jesus will make a difference today. In Jesus' name. To be obedient, I will read scripture first, and then I will let you know with the Holy Spirit has whispered into my heart and my soul. It was incredible when I heard. It was very distinct. I would like for each of you to please stand. And we're going to read First Epistle of Peter. Now it's in the back. First Epistle of Peter. Amen. Everyone's got it? Okay. You ever use your Bible so much the pages just don't turn very well? That's good. All right, here we go in Jesus' name. Blessed be the God and Father. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Pastor. So sorry. 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. The name of my sermon this morning is called, Is Your Soul Anchored in the Lord? Think about that. Amen. You may be seated. It is such an honor for God to speak to us. And sometimes a soft whisper, and sometimes very loud. But as I sat there, and this happened before the wonderful music of the choir singing, Jesus is going to work it out. But there is someone in this house. This comment is for you or many. God said to me that there is going to be no's turn into Yes. So whoever is sitting on something and there's a problem or issue, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on now. If you have a no in your life, it's going to be a yes. So you claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. I want you to know that with being anchored, we all know what that is. A ship, and you got to anchor down to keep the boat in set, right? We have to have a relationship with God. We have to be very serious about this relationship. We cannot pretend. We cannot even neglect the responsibility of reading your word, standing strong in your faith. You may have a situation, it may be a health issue. It may be a mortgage payment that you just can't make. It may be a child that is sick. I just want you to know that we can come, we can go to the Father anytime. And as the word says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Call out his name. Don't procrastinate. Don't give up. Don't sit down and start watching television instead of sitting before the Bible and reading it or singing a praise or calling a friend who is sick, who is desperately needing help. Amen? Keep that in mind. I want to encourage you through the Word of God. And then lastly, my own testimony. We as Christians have an awesome life with the blessing of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen? And I want us to understand something that is very serious. The Holy Spirit, some people may call him it. The Holy Spirit is a person. And when you sin, you hurt him. He grieves. I don't know if you are aware of that. He has feelings. So when you go out there and drink, commit adultery, lie, cheat, or even kill, you're breathing him. Amen? Please keep that in mind. We're talking about your anchor. How do you get your anchor? You get your anchor set by starting off with a relationship with God and ask him to forgive you for anything that you've done that has not been pleasing to him. You have to be bold and confident that if you happen to lose something, you get on your knees and you pray and say, Lord God, I need this. I don't know where I put it, but I have a witness right there in front of me because she knows that she found it. Amen? Amen. What about your mother? Your mother has been sick in the hospital. We didn't know that our loving member was very, very sick. But hallelujah, praise God, she is alive and well. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Victory, testimonies, and a loving daughter. Amen? This is how you start with your anchor. The good things. Oh, man, just think about it. I am also looking at the fact that we as a people here at Shiloh Baptist Church, with our pastor, we have a goal. And I'm so excited about this goal, the goal of having the 2020 vision completed. It is going to be a wonderful opportunity for children, for husband and wives, may need counseling, for children to have help with their homework. And I am looking forward to the opportunity to be one of those Christian counselors. Amen.
I proclaim that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to read about the Holy Spirit. Now, this is Jesus speaking throughout the verses. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Amen? For he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus said to his disciples, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Amen? Jesus loves us. He loved us so much that he sacrificed his life. But you know what? It hurt. They pierced him in his side. But what a mighty God we have. Look at what he did for us. Can we take the opportunity to be good to others? Can we take the opportunity to stop and not be selfish? Can we stop and take the moment of just saying a prayer when someone comes into your mind? Amen? It's not all about us. It's about God's people. And if you're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to proclaim victory. And whether you feel like it or not, somebody needs some help. Somebody needs a phone call. Someone needs a hand to hold. Somebody needs maybe even some money. Amen? You never know. Someone may need some food. This is what we do as a people who are Christians and born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. This is serious business, because I'm telling you, there's too many people out there that are suffering and too many people who are selfish. Amen? But that's not us. Amen. I'm going to read John 14, the 23rd and the 26th verse. And I'm asking you, if you could, stand for this, please. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Please be seated. This is the time and the season that we have to become very confident in who we are in Christ Jesus. If you feel that you can't do something, just call on God. You got a problem with a marriage, whatever the case may be, stand firm in your faith. I am telling you, there's times when we grieve the Holy Spirit. And I really feel that this day, I hope that I make it very clear that this is serious. How can you grieve the Holy Spirit when God has done so much for you? Are we going to leave the Holy Spirit out of the Trinity? He has feelings. So when you're thinking about cussing somebody out, okay? And I don't think I have to really say anything else. We all got that, right?
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit and the Holy Bible combined in a believer's mind, there is an explosion of power, amen, that strengthens their hearts. So I want you to remember that there is so much that we are missing out. You just don't know. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the doors will be open. We have to become who we are in Christ. Amen? I know there's a young woman here that has a sweet disposition. She goes out Thanksgiving generally, I believe, and she feeds people. Who out here has went to a soup kitchen and served? Anybody here? Amen. Amen. Glory. Who out here has babysat so someone could go to work? Amen. Hallelujah. Who, and I'm looking at that person, I don't want to point her out, who goes to the hospitals? She's not working on a job, but she's serving our Heavenly Father by seeing people's mom and dads who are seniors. Hallelujah. This is what we're supposed to do. Now, this is Missionary Sunday, praise God. We are to serve. Amen? I tell you, the purpose today is to alert those who are not aware. So hopefully today you'll remember what I've said. It's not my words. This is what the Holy Spirit, this is what God has said. So I want you also to do this for me. I want you to close your eyes and just realize how many blessings God has provided for you this past year. How many blessings? How many blessings has He given you last year? How many blessings has He given you last year? How many people had operations and they were fearful? How many of you came out of that operation fine? Amen? How many? How many mothers and fathers were sick in their bed at the hospital and the children has been like crying their heart out? But whose report are you going to believe? Amen? When something's going on in your house, you know what to do. You stand or you sit or you lay down and you proclaim victory. You are a child of the King. Do not be lazy. Do not sit and let something take over your mind because you're weak. You're weak because you have chosen to be weak. God is. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we may even ask or think, but is according to the power that works within us. So stop that complaining. Say glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I love the song. And on Friday, hallelujah, I had the blessed opportunity to preach. And you know what? I said this, and it may have sounded a little silly, right? That's what I said. But there's a song, and I'm sure a lot of you've heard this. Oh, Jesus is going to work it out. How you going to pay your rent when all your money's spent? Jesus is going to work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out.
And I'm telling you, I have had the opportunity to lie down on my floor one day. Oh, glory. And I prayed. And you know what? God spoke to my heart when I got up and sat on my bed. And my Heavenly Father, hallelujah, He spoke to me. Just like when He spoke to me, I was sitting in that chair. He said, the no, anyone that's got a no, it's going to be a yes. Okay? You got to proclaim it. You call those things as they be, not as though they were. Amen? You know about the mustard seed, right? Come on now, let us just look at that mustard seed. It is so tiny, and you're going to say, I don't have faith. What? Can you just have a little bit of faith, like the mustard seed? Come on now, right? Okay? But I just want to let you know, God told me to feed His sheep. Now, I'm not trying to make like I'm so special. I'm just telling you what God said to me. He told me to feed His sheep. Now, sometimes I think I'm a little over, you know, zealous, but I'm being obedient. Amen? And if you hear that voice, hallelujah, that voice that says, call Mary, call Sammy. Give that family a big box of food. Do you understand? You are not here alone. Go and pray. Go and visit. It's not about you. It is about who? Hey, hey, hey! It's about Jesus. So I tell you right now, it has been a pleasure. And I'm so thankful to our pastor for giving me this opportunity. I'm not as seasoned like our pastor, but he is a mentor and I desire to be like him. Hey! Woohoo! Hallelujah! So I praise God. And again, if you got a no, it's going to be a yes. And if you see me in church, and you got your yes, please let me know. Amen? Amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. At this particular time, please, in the name of Jesus, do not be shy. Please come forth. If you're choosing a church, you got that on your mind? Come on now. This is the church with the open door. You can have someone to sit and pray with you. Hallelujah. Come forth. In the name of Jesus, victory. Victory! Victory in the name of Jesus! Healing! Deliverance! Salvation! In the name of Jesus! He is able! He is able! He is able! Don't be shy! Come forth in the name of Jesus! Hallelujah. Yes, we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Please remember. Hallelujah. About that. Be anchored in the Lord. Amen. Come forth.
As we continue to extend the invitation, I want to say, as Minister Denise has said, this is the time for anyone who wishes to join our church to come forward. If you don't have a church home, we want to offer this as a church home for you. But more importantly than a membership at a church, this one or any other, it is about relationship to God. Let's give God a praise offer this young man. Let's give God a praise offer for Brother Eric. Brother Eric's coming forward. Bless the Lord today. Is there anyone else who wish to join our church, but more importantly, give your life to the Lord Jesus? And so if you've never made that personal decision to say, I want to follow Jesus, accept him as my Lord and my personal Savior, and ask God to cleanse me, to redeem me from my sins, then we want you to pray that prayer. And we want you to come forward and give your hand to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us your hand. Give God your heart. So the choir is going to sing a few more verses of this song. I want to be a follower of Christ. And if that these invitations are to you, I want